This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker and the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz. Oh, nothing quite as nice as a pleasant autumn drive through the countryside. All that beautiful, colorful foliage. Until a deer suddenly jumps into the road and puts a hurt on your car. Yeah, we're right into deer season now, which means drivers should be extra careful and vigilant on the road to avoid hitting one or two. Here are some things to keep in mind when you're behind the wheel so you can avoid a meeting with a deer. They're most active at dawn and dusk, so be extra careful driving at those times. Deer travel in groups, so if you see one run across the road, there's likely to be a couple more right behind. You see one in the distance, apply your brake and hit the horn. If you know you're going to hit one, hang on to the wheel and try not to swerve. Quite often you never see them before the accident. Be careful. Somebody call Guinness. There may be a new biggest fish for their book. A sunfish found off the coast of Portugal is the biggest bony fish ever. It weighed more than 3 tons when it was found dead floating in the North Atlantic. The discovery was made last year, but details only recently came out in a published scientific report. The last big sunfish recorded by Guinness was in 1996 and weighed 2.5 tons. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz, part 2 for Friday. It might start getting harder to get your fix of wings and drumsticks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says a nasty bird flu outbreak killed a record number of chickens. 47 million of them died from the disease. And if you remember your 8th grade social studies class, lower supply leads to higher demand. And that's spiking record-high prices. They say chicken's only going to get more expensive the closer we get to the holidays. Poll just looked at lifestyle changes we try to make but don't often follow through with. Most of us buckle within a couple of months thanks to lack of willpower, no motivation, and not having enough time. Here are a few. Exercising more. Going to bed earlier, getting in those 10,000 steps a day, eating less sugar, and using your phone less. Oh, yeah, and me time. What is that anyway? Before you make that impulse purchase, consider the ways your money might be spent in a better way. Reddit user asked, what life-changing item can you buy for less than $100? Life-changing items. A good pillow. Blackout curtains. A fire extinguisher. Tool kit. CPR lessons. Insoles for your shoes. And condoms. And you might have expected, just in time for Halloween, candy is more expensive. A bag of fun-size bars now costs 13% more than last year. Comes out to about $2 extra. Same goes for costumes. They cost anywhere from 5 to 10% more. Even sewing machines are up 11%. If you want to try to make one. Knucklehead news out of Australia, where a week or so ago was National Face Your Fears Day. And a radio host in Australia decided to face her fear of spiders by letting one crawl on her. But no one knew how afraid of them she was until she fainted live on the air. Thankfully, she's fine. She was back up and laughing about it a few minutes later, but they had to cut the segment short and go to a commercial. And that's another week of the Daily Buzz. Paul L. at MidwestFamilySWMI, my email address, if you'd like to send me things to buzz about. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift, and that's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.